everyone to You Killed It, the Real World Road Rules Challenge podcast. I'm Ryan Kane.
I'm Jordan Strickland.
How's it going, Jordan?
It's going swell. How are you?
I'm all right. You know, just woke up, but feeling okay.
Good.
Not too sluggish.
That is a good sign.
It is. It's exactly what the listeners asked for. Not too sluggish.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're two episodes away, I'm assuming, because usually we're going to have the last jungle on Wednesday and then the beginning of the final, I'm guessing, and then the conclusion of the final will be in 2 weeks.
That sounds right to me, too. You know, always a little disappointed when they do the to be continued instead of just showing the thing, but I totally understand this time around.
Yeah, they tend to do that on the last jungle.
Mm-hmm. Like, if you try to squeeze an entire final into one episode, it seems rushed. If you spread it out over two full episodes, it seems like too much, you know.
Right.
Yeah, they know what they're doing. I'll give it to them this time.
Mm-hmm. So, there was a lot of things that happened in this episode. Last time we talked about how we didn't think CT was really playing Diem, but if he wasn't, he definitely kind of made himself seem like he was in this episode.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, some points were made. You can see it feelings sort of seemed to change towards the end there.
Now, what would have been his... Just refresh me. What would be his motive to get Diem on his side and stuff throughout the whole season until the very end?
The same motive he would have for getting all of the girls on his side is, you know, mm-hmm. safe from their votes. So he acted the same way towards Diem as he did towards Cook, as he did towards Jemmy, as he did towards Anastasia.
That's true. The only thing
is, some people, like, you know, took the bait.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. And with their prior history, it's a little bit more. And, maybe Johnny was right. Maybe being there, obviously, he sees more than we did. And he actually knows the people personally. So maybe he was right all along. And it was just a part of the game. And it definitely seemed like that this episode. Like, Diem tried to confront him and stuff. And he was just like, "You're not in control of me anymore." He was kind of doing his old routine of, "We're not together. If you still like, he changed his tune in a big way.
It's true, but it wasn't like all the way back to square one in terms of like old CT. I'm sure it's not completely black and white. It's probably somewhere, some kind of gray area. I think, you know, it seems like they clearly have some sort of chemistry together. It was probably like half, you know, having fun, enjoying Diem's company with a little bit of like, you know, and, you know, I'll also have that feel a little safer when she's up to vote.
That's true.
I don't feel like it was completely like malicious, like all just part of his plan.
I would hope not, because, you know, she's in the vulnerable position. She just got off cancer and stuff. You know, what was also interesting was after she kind of had her falling out with CT and thought that she had been played the whole season, back goes the wig. The wig is back on.
I fucking noticed that shit, too. That was, yeah, I mean, I'm hoping maybe it was just like filmed at a different time. But mm-hmm. if not, that was some crazy transparent shit.
Uh-huh.
Man, that was, yeah, I don't know. Like, one person should not have that much control over your confidence.
Yeah. Well, this episode, the challenge was kind of reminiscent of former parts of the final challenge, where they have to memorize a bunch of things and recreate them later down the line after doing some physical stuff. This is my nightmare, this kind of challenge. Like, I don't think I would have a chance. I wish they would go through what their strategy is, because I don't know how you memorize, like, 16 colors in sequence and then, or how you would even split it up between two people.
Yeah, when I saw that like first round, I was like, oh, that's not too bad. But like the second round, when it looked like when the stack was almost as high as they were, it was like, holy shit, man, how are they possibly able to remember all of that? Like under that stress and like running around in that heat.
Right, like it's so hot. This maybe the stress helps because I mean everything's on the line. If you win this challenge, you're in the final. And if you don't, if you lose, you're going into the jungle and could be sent home on the very last jungle, which would blow. So it was, I was pretty impressed by how well everyone did overall.
Most people anyway.
Yeah.
One big exception.
Yeah. It's almost, I think this season you can kind of say for the most part, it's the best of the best that are still in it with the exception of Diem and Anissa, I guess.
I mean, I'd say that Diem and Anissa and Jemmy are all kind of questionable.
That's true.
But yeah, you're right. Everyone else really seems to be top notch, like, which is awesome because when you go into a final and you know exactly how it's going to play out, that's not the way you want the challenge to end. But
no.
this season, man,
it's anybody's game.
Seriously. And it still is. The jungle, this week's jungle that's coming up, I don't know who's going to win that shit.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It was so nice. Like, spoiler alert, but if you were listening to this, we're assuming you watched the show. Cook and Cara Maria, I have been rooting for because it's an underdog thing. Everybody wants the underdog to win, and I have a soft spot for Cara Maria, even though she was horrible all season except for the jungles. But when they won and they beat Paula and Emily, man, what a moment.
Yes, sincerely. I dig what you're saying about the underdog stuff. Like, Cara Maria's incompetence kind of got on my nerves just a little bit. But I agree. I was happy to see them win this thing.
They deserved it after going into every jungle the whole season, just about.
They totally did deserve it. The people that deserve to be in that final, without a doubt, no arguments, Cook and Cara Maria, Paula and Emily.
For sure.
So I'm glad to see that it's turning out the way it is.
And also, it's pretty, I mean, it's cool that they're in the final as well, because how could you say that and there was actually some of this in this episode with people saying they don't deserve to be here or whatever, but clearly they do deserve to be here because you've tried to throw them out on how many occasions, 5 or 6 occasions, and they've come back.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Whoever's in the final with them, it's not like a shitty team is in the final. I think they have a shot. Like, they're definitely going to be in the running.
Yeah, they have, without a doubt, more than most earned their spot. And I do think they're in the running. This jungle, who do you have any predictions or hopes for who you think will win or who you want to win?
Well, it's who's in the jungle. It's Diem and Anissa versus Jemmy and Camilla, right?
Camilla, yeah.
just for the sake of having a really good final, I would like Jemmy and Camilla to win. But I guess I would rather, from a personal standpoint, I would rather have Diem and Anissa come back because I kind of am liking Anissa this season, and I don't know. It'd be nice to see them go into the final, but I think Jemmy and Camilla have a better shot overall.
It's interesting that you say Jemmy and Camilla, because just this episode is when I thought that like maybe it would be best for the final if Jemmy and Camilla went home, because in this challenge this week, as soon as they hit the beach, on the run to the colors, Jemmy started walking instantly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she had no stamina for the run.
She's definitely the weak link, I guess.
And, like, if she's doing that shit, like, in the first minute of a challenge, or, you know, I have to assume she's going to be, like, dead weight in the final.
Yeah, and although Anissa was resisting training when being pushed by Diem. We did see her training. She has mm-hmm. been getting in shape. So,
where I don't see that shit happening with Jemmy ever.
Yeah.
But as far as Anissa, you know, kind of earning her place and being like a good cast member this season, it would also be nice to see her kind of go out on top, because I don't think she has many more of these in her.
Yeah, you're probably right.
She might be time to... for her to hang it up.
Yeah. I mean, she has been involved in some drama this season, but it's mostly been trying to break up stuff because she's annoyed with the drama, but she then ends up creating the drama. But and there was a good example of that this episode with everyone was kind of yelling at Diem. I think it was mostly Jemmy after the vote, which I don't really understand. Everybody gets pissed off after the vote at other girls who really didn't have anything to do with voting them in.
Mm-hmm.
But Diem went a little crazy and was arguing, and Anissa kind of shut everything down and was just like, don't fucking argue with them. Like, don't, you know, she's just tired of the whole teenage game.
Yeah, I loved during that argument, Johnny Bobblehead made another appearance, as he always does during arguments, because that's when Bananas knows, like, this is guaranteed to get on camera.
Mm-hmm.
I need to ship some units. And then, like, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it's in Anissa's hand, and it looked like she didn't even know she was holding it.
Really?
Like,
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, Johnny is so stealth with...
Like, Johnny just handed it to her as she was yelling?
Yeah, exactly. Like he was refilling her glass of wine or something, and mm-hmm. all of a sudden, it just snuck into her hand. As you were saying, with people, like, Diem getting mad at the other girls, even though they had nothing to do with it, that shit's classic Diem. Like, she does that every single season. Like, anytime she gets voted in, she becomes, like, a total bitch about it. And
mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know how we keep forgiving her for that. Like, she is really good at winning people over early in the season. Like, somehow I always forget, like, that this is the way Diem's going to act towards the end. And mm-hmm. it's really not a good look.
No.
It's really annoying.
But to be fair to DM, Paula would act the exact same way, though.
It's true. And you could see the panic starting with Paula in this episode.
Mm-hmm.
When, you know, when the girls were kind of talking about how, like, okay, if we just stick with this core group, we'll be all right. And that was, of course, before Cook and Kara won.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, you could see the stress was kind of getting to Paula.
It's going to be real hard to beat Paula and Emily this final, unless there's some kind of, well, unless they blow one of the puzzles, assuming there's puzzles, because they're both runners, they're both probably in the best shape of their lives, and it's going to be hard to catch them, I think.
I completely agree. I mean, they have it.
Cook and Cara Maria are in good shape too, but they're not, I don't think they're on the same level.
I agree.
Paula and Emily.
Especially Cara Maria.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. She did look pretty gassed out at the end of the colors challenge, but they still won. But she did look a little gassed.
But yeah, damn, it's going to be good.
This jungle, I'm looking on Wikipedia, and apparently the jungle is the catch-22 where they have to run on the treadmill and catch balls. So that's what we have to look forward to for the final jungle.
Are you sure? Because they showed the setup for the one where they have to hang over the water and cut the rope.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they showed that set up, and then in the preview for next week's episode, they even showed clips of them, like, you know, starting to cut the rope and everything.
Hmm. Well, whoever wrote this Wikipedia is an idiot then.
Hmm. Yeah, it's weird. We only got that challenge the one time.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, excuse me, I guess they didn't want to give that challenge to Jemmy and Camilla because they already dominated that one.
That's true. That would make sense. So oh, wait, I'm sorry. I'm looking at the... What? Oh, yeah, I was looking at the wrong one. Sorry.
Jordan.
Well, it said Camilla and Jemmy, and it was at the bottom, so I assumed that's the one that was happening. So
I see.
I'm sorry. Sorry, everyone.
You know, one thing that I've noticed is these last few episodes, Frank seems to have like disappeared.
That's true. He hasn't really had a lot of camera time.
Yeah, king drama for a real good handful of episodes in the middle of the season, and now every once in a while he'll drop in for like one interview about CT and Diem, and then that's it for the whole episode.
Yeah,
which is weird because usually, when it gets down to so few people in the house, there's plenty of time for everyone. But I don't know. Maybe chilled out. Maybe like the people that piss him off the most have been sent home already. Although I don't think that's true because him and Jordan were odds for a while.
Or maybe it's all just strategy and he's not really pissed off or something. And, he's in the final now, so he has no reason to create any drama.
That's a really good point. And not only is all the guy teams are locked, so there's no. So there's no point in getting into it at this point, I guess.
So who do you think the winners are going to be of the final? Or give me the order for the men and the women.
Okay.
Although we don't know who's going to get voted out, but you can still guess.
I've been thinking a lot. I've been thinking about, like, Marlon and Jordan's appearance on the reunion for their Real World season and how kind of like quiet and humble they were about the whole thing. Like there's a big chance that they win. I feel like I'm going to go out on a limb, say Marlon and Jordan are number one.
That'd be pretty unexpected, but that would be pretty satisfying too, to have some rookies win.
Yeah. Yeah. Then I'm going to go CT and Wes, and then Frank and Johnny. I don't know. I think this is a wild, wild prediction, but
that is pretty wild. But that just shows how strong the men teams are, though. You really don't know what the order of the. I mean, you could guess anything, and it would be plausible.
Yeah. It all just seems like a coin flip at this point. A three-sided coin flip.
Yeah. I'm gonna go CT and Wes for the win.
I would love to see CT and Wes win, by the way.
When was the last time CT won a challenge? Has he ever won?
No, he's never come in first.
That'd be cool then. Wes hasn't won in a long time either, I don't think.
It has been a while.
His last domination of a challenge was before the first Rivals, because that was when we first saw his weakness in the final for Rivals 1 when Kenny had to carry him.
Yeah, yeah. That's isn't that kind of when he like first came back and was looking all skinny and.
No, I think he was still. I don't know. Maybe that was the first start of the downfall. Maybe his peak was.
It was certainly no like Duel 2 or wherever it was that Wes was looking crazy.
Yeah.
But anyway, sorry I interrupted.
CT I don't remember
Wes. CT and Wes coming first.
Yeah, and then I'll go Johnny and Frank and then Marlon and Jordan. So we kind of have slightly opposite things. And then for the women, I gotta go Emily and Paula for the win.
Absolutely. I mean,
and Cook, but no matter who wins the jungle, I'm saying Cook and Carmaria get second.
I agree.
There we go.
Yeah, that the girls' side is much easier as usual.
Yeah,
I have to bring this up because this is something that I've been thinking about for a while, and it has to do with the girls. I think with the crop of girls that they have competing in the challenge recently. We are primed for a Battle of the Sexes 3.
That'd be cool.
If ever they were going to do it, now is the time. Like, they have the strongest group of girls. They could really Like, last Battle of the Sexes 2 went horribly. The girls didn't win a single challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that scared the MTV to the point where they were like, all right, we're never doing this shit again.
Yeah.
But now they could absolutely do it. Mm-hmm. With people like Emily and Laurel and like Evelyn and shit.
Yeah, Laurel. That'd be cool if she came back.
I was going through, like, thinking about some of the girl contestants. Like, top of the heap, I'd say, are Laurel. Do you remember Susie?
Oh, yeah, Susie, absolutely.
She's Ruthie. Ruthie is good, although we haven't seen her for a while, so
yeah, that's
a wild card.
It's
can't
been years remember. And years.
Kellyanne, last time we saw her, she did great.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah, always a good competitor.
Evelyn,
yeah. Rachel.
Yeah, if they brought the all-star team of girls back, they would definitely have a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Susie hasn't been on since the ruins, though. That was 5 years ago, probably.
It's hard to stay away, Jordan. We could probably get
they
her
could
back.
Lure her back.
but yeah, and then even like Camilla and Cara Maria and Diem and mm-hmm. Emily and Cook.
Yeah. You know,
they could stack the women's team and then just do like a normal guys team, like you mm-hmm. would do any other season.
Yeah.
But you could only do it if you got like the cream of the crop of the girls. Otherwise, it would be as disastrous as last time.
I was also thinking it'd be cool to have, although, I mean, this could go horribly, but like in the ruins, I always go back to the ruins as that's probably my favorite season that I can remember, at least. How it ended with it was a big team versus a big team kind of a challenge, and it ended with Kellyanne and Sarah on one team and like eight guys on the other team.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of, if it was anybody else other than Kellyanne and Sarah, it would have been a horrible challenge. But because, I mean, having two people had its disadvantages in certain challenges, but also had its advantages in other challenges, because you'd only have so many people that, or you only have two people that have to get through it, and the guys have eight people. So I think that was probably one of the best final challenges ever. But I mean, I don't know if you could recreate that again, but it'd be nice to have that possibility of happening again.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, that was a great one. And they lost by a hair.
Mm-hmm. Like, and it was Kellyanne's fault.
Yeah, like going over the balance beam, right?
Yep.
They totally lost time and
mm-hmm.
guys caught up and it was over.
Yep.
Who would have thought she wouldn't have been able to... She looks like she's been in the gym for... Since birth.
Well, she had breast implants, and now she's too top-heavy to balance.
Yeah, that threw off her fucking center of gravity.
Yep.
Damn.
It'll do it every time.
That's a shame.
Well, I'm pretty excited for the final, and yeah, I think it'll be good. And another final I'm excited for is the deck.
I'm sorry, one last thing I gotta mention, challenge-related. Loved the moment when Diem was going to give it to CT for CT not having her back,
mm-hmm.
and like all of the people in the hot tub like flagged down the camera, like follow them, like
yeah.
don't worry about what we're doing here.
Mm-hmm.
That was an awesome moment. You yeah. rarely see stuff like that in the challenge, but
yeah, you don't really see the fourth wall being broken all that often.
Yeah, but that was a fun moment.
Mm-hmm.
And also, in terms of the vote, I respect Jordan and Marlon's choice for voting for Jemmy and Camilla to go in, because just instead of Paul and Emily, because of how good Paul and Emily have done.
Mm-hmm.
Those are Jordan and Marlon, true competitors. Fucking.
Well, I disagree about the competitor part, but I do. I'm glad that they did that, though.
Yeah, that...
Although, the thing about Paula is she wins... She's won, like, the last couple times that she's been on, I believe, but she still manages to play the sympathy card, like, you're gonna vote me in? Like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah, you gotta play the card.
I guess it works, but it's
seriously.
Still...
No, I understand. I understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. And I was thinking this may be Paula's last one because she's old, but how could you say no when you've won a few years in a row? Like, you're going home with like 150K every once a, or twice a year.
It's true. And like with, you know, with Johnny, we see him sort of starting to slow down, but I haven't seen that from Paula. Paula,
she's sped up.
Yeah, she's in her prime right now, without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but we'll see if she can pull it off this season.
Oh, I'm sure she'll be back, and I'm sure, God knows she's going to pull it off this season.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I guess we should say right off the bat, spoiler alerts for Breaking Bad.
Yeah, spoiler alerts. This episode, we were kind of right about it. They're not. It definitely had to have been a crazy episode. Now we only have, what, three episodes left or two? I think it's still three.
Is it three?
I don't know how they could wrap it up in two episodes.
No, I know what you're saying.
They haven't even gotten to the flash forward. Like, we still don't even know what Walt's doing a year later with his machine gun and what's going on, like, or how he even got in that position. There's a lot of stuff they have to go through yet.
Seriously. My one and only criticism of this season is I feel like they fucked up by doing that whole breaking it up into two smaller seasons thing.
Yeah.
Because then they basically did like two small stories, you know, like, as opposed to having the impact of this all unfolding over an entire season.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It feels like it just feels rushed now. Maybe. I don't know.
I don't know if it feels rushed yet, but if they only have two episodes left, it's definitely going to feel rushed. But I think I'm hoping it's three or four. But at the end of this episode, big cliffhanger. The lead up to it was pretty awesome. Like, Jesse came up with the plan to get Walt in a certain area to get him to be able to arrest him, to have evidence. And they took a picture of the fake barrel of money, and Jesse said that he found it because of the GPS, which didn't exist. And they basically just followed Walt all the way to the money. And he was being arrested, but he called what's-his-name and his men and told him not to come, but they came anyway. And this annoyed me that nobody got shot yet, because, I mean, they have fucking machine guns. And also, I don't think that the bad guys would have, or the Nazi guys would have shot at the truck if they saw that Walt was inside.
Yeah, no, I agree. That seems a little irresponsible, even for Nazis.
It's true. I mean, he's their moneymaker.
Seriously. Can't cook if you're dead, guys.
Yeah.
I have to say, Jordan, after your criticism of Gomez, you're totally right. I can't watch a scene of these in. What the fuck, man?
Yeah.
Like, it's... like, and the dialogue they give him is just so stale and like, oh my God.
Yeah, he's bad. I hope if anyone gets killed in that shootout, I hope it's him.
Oh, there's no fucking doubt about it. All, like, the second I saw that other car pulling up, I was like, well, on the plus side, let's say goodbye to Gomez.
Uh-huh.
Sorry, Gomi.
Yeah, he's horrible.
But like, yeah, I just found out that he's just a local comedian from New Mexico. That,
oh, really?
So he just got this little part, and the little part just, I guess, got too big for him.
Yeah, that's probably a pretty good... because, I mean, he was fine the first couple seasons when he was just kind of joking around with Hank. Mm-hmm. But ever since season four, he's had to do the brooding, serious, angry kind of stuff, and which he cannot pull off at all.
I like the guy, though. Like, I like the actor. I'm going to choose to remember him from the first few seasons.
You may. But let's hope he gets killed.
I hope he dies off screen, because goddamn, if I have to watch his death rattle.
Yeah, he won't be able to pull that off. It's going to be great tonight. I hope there's going to be a lot of things answered. And also, AMC just announced the spinoff show with Better Call Saul. What do you think about that?
That's interesting.
I think it'll be good. I think it's going to be a different kind of show, but it'll be a good show. I like Bob Odenkirk. And yeah.
Yeah, that'll be cool. I mean, yeah, for all of those reasons, yeah.
I think it's a prequel, too, so it's you could have some old characters come back, like Gus could come back, and
Mike.
Yeah, Mike. Yeah, it'll be cool. And maybe a young Jesse who's gotten arrested as Captain Cook or something.
Maybe. So, yeah, oh, my God. I have to work as soon as we're done recording this, so I'll be at work while Breaking Bad is on. I should
sweating.
Yeah.
Trying to avoid spoilers.
Avoid Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah.
You really have to kind of work to keep that stuff in mind, because if you slip up once, the first comment on your page is, "Oh no, Jesse."
Yeah, I fucked
up. Oh, God damn it.
Last week it got a little bit. I started to read some posts and I was like, oh no, it's about Breaking Bad before I had watched it. But it's going to be great. And yeah, I think that should that do it for this episode?
Yeah, I guess that's a good place as any to wrap it up.
All right. Well, we'll see you next week for the beginning of the final. I'm Jordan Strickland.
I'm Ryan Kane.
Catch you later.
Have a good one.